Learn how to discover God's promise for your life in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, Abram is encouraged to follow the call of God because of a fourfold promise of God. Here's what the Lord told him in verses 2 and 3. "And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." God makes four promises to Abram. First, that his family would be the start of a great nation. Second, that God would bless Abram, and Abram would in turn be a blessing to others. Third, that his name would be great. And fourth, that he would have the protection of God. Abram's response to God's promise is instructive. God didn't have to ask him twice. In verse 4, the Bible records, "So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran." Abram had all kinds of reasons not to go. He'd built a very comfortable life in his hometown of Haran. He already had everything that he needed. He didn't need to travel to find fulfillment. He already lived a full life. He was 75 years old at the time of God's message to him. It was not a great time to pack up the family and leave town. And by the way, for this descendant nation thing to work, he had to have some descendants. At the moment, he didn't have any children. So how exactly was this all going to work? He was going to be a great nation when he had no children, and by the way, he was 75 years old. He was leaving the land where he knew everything to go find a land that he knew nothing about. He was leaving everything he had built and accomplished based solely on the promise of what God would do. For Abram, that was enough. He knew it was worth it to follow God. I had a quarter under the step in my garage. It was way back up against the wall. I guess I dropped it one day and didn't know where it went. 6 months later, I saw it there underneath the step. That meant I would need to bend down, reach underneath the step, and grab it. There was at least one spider between me and the quarter, identity unknown. There was a collection of cobwebs and spider webs. There was an old box of mouse bait and an ant motel. Been quite a while since I'd cleaned under there. And then there was the quarter. My question was, is it worth it? I mean, what's 25 cents gonna buy? Was it worth risking getting bitten by a spider, digging through the cobwebs, and coming in close proximity to insect and rat poison, all for a coin that wouldn't even buy a stick of gum? Then there was the day that I dropped my mother's ring down the air conditioner vent. It was the same question. Is it worth it to get it out of there, minus the spider and the poison? But I didn't have to figure out the answer on this one. I won't get into why I had my mother's ring in the first place, but there was never a question of whether or not I was going to get it. My mother would have stuffed me down the air conditioner vent if necessary to get her ring back. Similar questions, vastly different decisions. As far as I know, the quarter's still there under those steps. My mom's ring was quickly back on her finger. For Abram, the issue was simple. If he was merely searching for a new adventure in life or for a retirement home, there might have been some discussion. But knowing God's promise, there was no question. 75 years old or not, he was going. When we have the promise of God, it makes all the difference. And guess what? We have exactly that. Matthew 28:19-20 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." When we seek to do God's will, we can know something very important. God will always be there. Will there be some unknowns? Yes. Will it be hard? Sometimes. Will it be worth it? Always. God will be there. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.